Yo, that's fast. It's hard. I didn't have time to queue up the next track. That's how fast it was.
Yeah, that, when I was telling you about that hardcore show I was doing all those years ago, this is back when we were doing stuff on CDs. So I'm just like, I'm flipping CDs like a madman, like out of my two CD players here at the station at the old spot. Rest in peace to the old Tunda spot. That place was dope. It was great. Anyways, we got some stuff coming up here. It's going to be some Modern Terror. This is their track, My Son the Terrorist. Yo, it sounded like Beyblade intro for a second there.
He used to sit at home, play video games. Now he's working for the CIA. Bob a little Billy Trump and TV's great. What's he gonna do when he's 17? Little bits of villagers in the air. Wheeling around in an office chair. Doesn't really matter that he can't spell. National Defense pays really well too. My son the terrorist. My son the terrorist.
She's going, it's not where she's going, that's so bad, not so where she could be going.
I feel like that song, I feel like it's saying, like, this is the vibe I'm getting from looking there. The visually I'm interpreting this guy just like just absolutely just stretched out, laxed out on, like, either in a bathtub doing, like, just smoking a stogie, sunglasses on, like, just sitting in the bath. That's the vibe. Or just strutting. And blowing smoke in people's faces, just kind of being a prick. Aiden Ayers, everybody. That was Cooking with Gas. You feel free to strut your stuff down to the Wise Hall. See what I did there. Friday night, they're playing with Linda Fox. It'll be very cool. Going to be a very groovy night. There we go. I've decided, you know, finally going to put on some freaking Kid Koala behind me while I talk about everything else here, since he's playing like two freaking shows tonight, Friday night. Just, you know, bringing back some stuff from some of my best friends are DJs from 21 years ago. Jeez. What's up? That's great. Let's listen to the hell out of this album. All right. Before that, David Vertesi with their track Broadcasting off their 2010 Cardiography album. And I was like, dang, this sounds like it's old. It sounds old. I'm like, oh, there it is. From 14 years ago. Daniel Vertesi, back at it again. Doing the thing with Kylie V and Club Sofa over at the Hollywood Theater in the West Side. Very cool. Yeah, that was a fun little set. In the middle, before that, was Modern Terror with their track My Son, the Terrorist. A lot of funny little lines in there. Had a good few chuckles in there. The album cover of that one's definitely a throwback to Hardcore 84 by DOA. Hardcore now and hardcore then, very different. Very different. Very fun. I once found, okay, there, I think I've told this story before, but I'll say it again because it's a good one. I was once like shopping for records over at Dandelion. Rest in peace to OG Dandelion over on Broadway and Maine. I was like talking with Jeff there. How I was trying to track down this like Vancouver hardcore compilation. For looking, it's just, you know, escaped me. I haven't found it yet. I've been looking for months. I'm telling him all this. I was flipping through the compilation section. I'm like, oh shit, there it is. Dang. Wish, look and you shall find, I suppose. Wish and you, ask and you shall receive. Very cool. Yeah. Modern Terror, seen with the slip-ons, indications over at Green Auto Friday night. 1828 Pandora. I always want to say 1882 for some reason. But that ain't true. Yo, at the top of that set, you heard Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead with their track Ritual Symmetry off their self-titled album. Their first one, go buy it. Go grip it. At this show, Friday. Gonna be very cool. All right. Let's talk about Saturday. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University. This is still me, Jake Grudowski, your host, as always, here on The Art Show, talking about show listings, talking about shows and music and stuff that revolves around that, and whatever else is going on up here. What's up? Real quick, yo, Bygones is playing. I was looking into them. That features Zach Hill from, like, Death Grips. And Nick Reinhardt, whoever that is. Real quick, who is Nick Reinhardt? I'm going to feel like a chud if I don't know if it's some big shot. Experimental guitarist. Okay, so we got another, like, industrial guitar drum band. Very cool. Yo, DF Death From Above is playing Saturday. Pretty cool. Trust Provoker. Also doing the thing Saturday. Somewhere. But that's not on my radar. Because we love the independent. Yo. Redgate. Mervis Blue. You Big Idiot. 80th Action. And Weak Knees. Saturday night. All doing their respective things. Yeah. I'll be there that night. Working the bar. Come through. Should be fun. Gonna be some more punk rock. For punk rockers. And stuff like that. Next up, Green Auto, Chinese American Bear, doing the thing with Shimbayashi Station and Grade School. Some indie pop and indie pop adjacent stuff, I think, if I remember correctly. Should be pretty rad. Bring a friend, bring a snack. Not a lot of places to get a bite. I know there's McDonald's right there, but we're still boycotting, buddy. We're still boycotting. Still boycotting. Chinese American Bear, Shimbayashi Station, Grade School. Green Auto, Saturday night. Be there. I've got some other stuff here. What else we got going on? Yo, Wise Hall, still doing, still rocking. Unto Others, Hoaxed and Spell. So I'm going to be some metal night for metal people. I'll shout out to all the metal people going to rock out. Do you think sparks will fly on the metal, in the pit? Be there, find out. Metal. Oh, you got gothic heavy metal. From Portland. You got dark rock from Portland as well. And also anti-fascist, anti-capitalist. I like that. Hypnotic heavy metal from Canada, unspecifically. It's a pretty big place, Canada. Where specifically? Well, they could have just said Vancouver, but come on now. Oh, you can buy this track for $666. Very cool. I'm a scientist of sound. All you need is just one guy to do it. Oh, yo, okay. In New West, Brahminkind doing the thing with Circle of Titans. Chopping Spree doing the thing. $15, pay what you can. No BY, no, it's not. And $20 at the door for this. Bullies, it was over at 67th 6th Street in New West. Should be pretty rad. Should be pretty cool. Ruin, Lust, Ceremonial Bloodbath, Scalding, Extensive Slaughter are all phrases that would be mildly upsetting outside of the context of them being bands. They are bands. They are heavy metal bands. If you have not put that together, do the thing. They're doing the thing at the Cobalt Saturday night, 8 o'clock till about midnight. Ruin, Lust coming from the States, from NYC. Ceremonial Bloodbath coming in from Vancouver. There we go. Localing. And then Extensive Slaughter. I think they're also from here. We got a lot of metal. We got a lot of stuff here in Vancouver, you know? There's not enough places to play all the stuff. We either need more people or more places for cheaper. Economics, blah, 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 blah. Net zero art spaces now. What's up with that? Also,
Saturday if you're looking for some jazz and jazz adjacent stuff. Stefan Schmolovitz doing the thing at number 8 East Pender. 10, 20, free, however much dollars you want. It's two sets. Christopher Kelly in the mix there with Zell and Joanna Hauser. There's a veritable essay of how to describe these people in, on the screen here. I'm not going to bother to try to paraphrase it here. So, jazz people. Jazz people doing jazz things at the number 8 East Pender over by the Chinese Cultural Center in Chinatown. Over the Healy, Etienne Tremblay, a very Quebecois sounding name, playing the thing with Sky Lamborn and Christy May Casey, which is a fun name to say. Over at the Heatley, 8 o'clock, $10. Pretty good. $10. Three bands. Good friends. Nice bartenders. Everyone's a friend there until proven otherwise, you know. Painted Ship, again, over in the west side. We got Houston in the Blind, which is probably a reference to something very clever, but it's over my head. And Gas Hound is doing the thing, too. Very cool. Paprika. If you liked Inception, get ready for the thing better than Inception. Paprika, one of my favorite animes. If you like weird animes about dreams and a mind-boggling soundtrack, check it out. It's over at the Rio, Saturday night at 11. Super cool. Super cool movie. Hella. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Really cool. Fox Cabaret, Michael Bernard Fitzgerald. A lot of names on that one. With Michael Slinger. Sorry, Michaela Slinger. My apologies. All doing the thing here. I'm going to quickly gloss over Sunday because I don't think I'm going to have enough time here. Big Fun from LA, Arthropoda, Tablespoons, Piss, all doing the thing at Red Gate. So another night of hardcore and hardcore adjacent, post-punk adjacent stuff at the Red Gate, 8 o'clock. Be there. I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be flying across the country by that time. Green Auto, a Gaza fundraiser with featuring Doozy, Danny Your Darling, Half Beast, Lil X of Lil X and the Apocalypse, and Hoodie Brown, all doing the thing. From at KW at the W2 at, what is it, Abbott in Hastings. You have Bella from South Korea, Za from the United States, El Angel Exterminador from Mexico doing the thing. It's going to be a loud one. It's going to be a very art experimental night here, so bring earplugs. I mean, just bring earplugs in general. You never know when there's going to be some loud thing around you that you just don't want to freaking deal with, or at least be numbed to a little bit better. I take them on the bus. They're very useful. Get one of those little savers. You'll thank me later. Over at the Pearl, Duster, everyone's favorite walking in a foggy night music, or music to watch the tide go in and out of. Duster, doing the thing at the Pearl downtown on Sunday. Very cool band. Definitely atmospheric mood music for the crooners and doomers out there. Not so much the crooners, more the doomers. What's up? I've been there. Check it out. Feel it out. Be amongst your people in a sea of swaying. At Duster, at the Pearl, with Dirty Art Club doing the thing. Back in number 8, East Peggy Lee doing the thing. Once saw her beat the crap out of a cello, and I was like, damn, that's cool. See that happen, possibly, with Cole Schmidt doing the thing at number 8 East on Sunday night as well. Finally, at the Heatley, the Gravel Heirs and Shiloh Lindsay doing their respective things over the Heatley on Sunday night. Very cool week ahead of us. Very cool week ahead of us. I will not be here next week. You'll be treated to a previous episode of Hush Hour because I've been far too busy recouping the funds for my trip to New York. Your boys gotta work. Those Broadway tickets ain't cheap, baby. Sheesh. All right, we're gonna start it off with some music here with Michaela Slinger. This is her track, The Way It Hurt. Ouch.
Imperceptible voice in my head while you sleep. will show you what you had and all you didn't have. Getting so small when it all came rushing out, how I really felt. And you said I'd never find somebody else. Well, couldn't imagine being alone 6 months ago.
I got some stuff queued up. I can do this. Alright, next up, Peggy Lee. The Peggy Lee Band. I don't know exactly what you'll get, but she's doing solo with Cole Schmidt Sunday night over at Number 8 East, but you might get some of this. This is an old country, new country. Oh yeah. I'm talking Dixie, baby. We'll be right back.
Hey, nice. Yes, and that was the Paul Williamson and Peggy Lee Dylan Van Der Schiff trio there doing old country and new country. And we're going to leave you today with some music from Bella from South Korea, who's playing at the KW Studios on Sunday. It's pretty out there stuff, so if you're looking for texture and a bit of whimsy, this may just be for you. Zaz joining them along with El Angel Exterminador. This is The Crook from 2020 by Bella from South Korea. This has been me, Jabe Gradowski, your humble host, is always here on CJ791 FM. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you in 2 weeks. And as always, free Palestine and free Lebanon.